lost I am. I've lost everything that I own. And now by my creditors, I'm being harassed. In other words, I am financially embarrassed. I thought I knew something of horses. I've studied their dams and their sires. I've had my tips straight from the horse's mouth. And I'm sorry, but horses are liars. Never, as long as I live, will I bet on a horse race again. I first bet $100 on a horse called Sunshine, the bally thing lost in the rain. I had 50 on Hearthrug, well beaten. I'm a sport, I'll forget and forgive. But to have any more faith in tips and sure things, never as long as I live. And my luck's just the same with the ladies. I don't understand them at all. I try to make love, but it's beastly provoking to have them all laugh and say, oh, stop your joking. Why, only last week at the seashore, while visiting my sister Flo, the two girls that I met started out for a sail and insisted that I too should go. But never, as long as I live, will I ever go out in a breeze. The boat started leaking, the girls swam to shore, while I bailed in my BVD. They cried out to me to stop bailing and abandon the rotten old sieve. But I said, what, stop bailing when you know I can't swim? Never, as long as I live. Last Saturday night in the East End, a navvy was beating his wife. He brutally punched her. Her screams were heartrending. The hatpin she had was no use. It kept bending. The crowd seemed afraid of the blackguard. But just as he lifted his boot, I sparred up like Dempsey and rushed in between them. And I said to the big hulking brute, never as long as I live will you strike her though your wife she be. Then his wife said, Lord lovely, look what's interfering. And both of them started on me. On the hospital wall was a motto, which I read as they sewed up my tears. Blessed are the peacemakers. I said, very likely, but never as long as I live.